Proclamation number 1586 of 28th of August, 1940. Creation. The universe is no more explicable in its existence, as the people the nature of the eternal deity can be made intelligible, as long as they themselves have not yet entered the realm of light. Because what you see in creation is probably outward matter, basically it is spiritual, that's to say strength from God, that is condensed to form. But the condensing of strength to form is a process that has no parallel in earthly life, and therefore remains inexplicable for the people, because strength is something spiritual, however form is something earthly. The spiritual can be transformed into earthly visible, is beyond human comprehension and therefore is not to make people comprehensible. God's love is strength. His will is strength. And this will for love took shape. Also every work of creation is form, arose from divine will. Further it is the divine thought, which got form. What God thinks and wants, that will happen, and therefore he puts all his thoughts as work in the universe. His creation is outgoing from his strength, that has taken the form according to his will. It does not pass 1 second, when the divine creative will is not active, it does not pass a second, where no new creations are put into space, because his strength of love is constantly active. And everything created by God is continuously supplied with strength of his love. Consequently even God's creation is immortal, although it changes the external shape and seemingly passes away. Nothing can be lost in space or dissolve into nothing, because everything is divine strength, therefore immortal. All creation is purchased through this same force and can never be destroyed. So the man apparently accomplishes a work of destruction, his free will turns against the will of God. God draws back his will from the outer form of his work of creation, and this form ceases to exist apparently, however it is only invisible by the eye of people, until God lets his will of love to be form again. At that the motive for destruction by human desire is deciding, to what extent such is injustice in the eyes of God. What God has created however out of the earth, is untouchable for a contrary disposed power to God. It's only that subjected to a temporary change. Partly by divine will, partly by human will. Which is in contact with the earth. But even there are these works of creation, which the man cannot comprehend and the origin of them lets him ponder. Only the earth alone contains beings, in which are inherent the drive for destruction, while all creations outside of the earth are not exposed to the will of destruction of immature beings. But the apparent work of destruction has the consequence, that divine strength is not always recognized as the original substance of creation. The consequence of this is, that the omnipotence of God is doubted. The consequence of this is, that one tries to explain the origin of this creation works as purely earthly, that one tries to deny the creating force of an essential divinity and they want to replace it with the people credible appearing elementary force, that is independent of a being and is required in itself. Any planned construction of the entire work of creation would be questioned however, if a being is denied, who is unsurpassable and is the paragon of omnipotence, love and wisdom. Amen.